Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, April 9th, 2026. A 30-day window opened this week for comments on the draft wording of a citizen-initiated referendum question that will be on the ballot in November. The ballot question as drafted reads, quote, "Do you want to change civil rights and education laws to require public schools to restrict access to bathrooms and sports based on the gender on the child's original birth certificate and allow students to sue the schools?" End quote. Maine law requires Secretary of State Shana Bellows to present each proposed legislation concisely and intelligibly as a ballot question, and the Secretary of State will be accepting public comments regarding the question's form and content until 5 p.m. on May 7th. All comments will be reviewed and considered before the ballot question is finalized. You can read the question again and make a comment by going to maine.gov/SOS for Secretary of State's office, or you can call the Secretary of State's office or email them at publiccomment.sos@maine.gov. I'll also put the direct link to the form in the archives of today's program at weru.org. The Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center is starting a monthly craft night starting tonight and then meeting on the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m. The event is open to cancer survivors, caregivers, and members of the general public who would like to get together and have some fun. Participants will receive a craft kit and be guided through step-by-step instructions to complete the craft. A $25 fee per participant is required to cover costs of the materials, with all the proceeds going to help fund Beth C. Wright's transportation and home-cooked meals programs that are offered to cancer patients and their caregivers. Scholarships and sliding fee scales may be available to those who want to participate but cannot afford the fee. That's starting tonight, and as I said, continuing on the second Thursday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m. It's going to be at the Beth C. Wright Cancer Resource Center in Commerce Park in Ellsworth, and you do need to register ahead of time. To do that, you can call 207-664-0339 or email info@bethwrightcancercenter.org. And that's another direct link for the sign-up form that I'll put on the archives. It's too long to bother telling you on the air because you'd never catch it all. So go to weru.org, click on archives, and then on Around Town, and you can find any links that I've mentioned today and a few that I haven't because they're just too long. The Good Life Center, the nationally recognized historic homestead of the Back to the Land icons Helen and Scott Nearing, will host their annual apple tree pruning workshop on Saturday, April 11th, from 10 to noon. Arborist, organic farmer, and Blue Hill tree warden Phil Norris will lead the workshop. The workshop will focus on selecting the best tools and best practices for healthy tree growth, promoting optimal harvest results, and safe pruning techniques. All levels of experience and expertise are welcome. Bring pruning tools and dress for the weather. Admission is free. They invite you to come and learn and have fun. For directions and more information, you can go to goodlife.org or call them at 374-5386. And Saturday evening, the Great Pond Mountain Conservation Trust invites the public to join them for a night of stargazing in the wildlands with astronomer and director of the Jordan Planetarium at University of Maine, Sean Lotch. The group will meet up at the South Trailhead in Orland on Saturday evening at 8. The event is free, although donations are accepted, and RSVP is required if you would like to attend. You can RSVP at greatpondtrust.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.